What would you call this disease people get in their joints sometimes?
Arthritis. Rheumatism. Way back young with rheumatism and lumbago and nice arthritis.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it when you have your appendix taken out? You have an attack of...
Appendicitis. Have your appendix removed.
Mm-hmm. If a person eats something and didn't agree with him...
You'd have to call it. Or upset stomach or indigestion.
If it wouldn't stay down, you'd say he had to...
Vomit. If he'd come back.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever have any...
Come on, he'd call it, had puke. Mm-hmm. And I don't ask him how to spell puke, I don't know.
Would you have any way of saying that if you didn't want to upset somebody, you might say, you just...
Well, it's, I just had an upset stomach, and I don't know. I had to vomit. That'd be as calmly as I could put it. Mm-hmm. More no smarter than I am, that would be as calmly. Of course, there's probably another word for it. I don't know.
If a person vomited, you might say he was sick. Where would he be sick at?
Sick at his stomach. Mm-hmm. That's the way he'd be nauseated. Mm-hmm.
If a young man's going out with a young woman and seeing her a lot, pretty serious intentions, what would you call that? If,
Sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Interested in her.
What would you call him? You might say he is her.
Boyfriend. What if they were engaged, he'd be her. I don't know. She'd be his fiance. I don't know what he'd be. If bride to be, groom to be, I guess.
If a boy comes in with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, you've been...
smooching.
Would you ever hear that called anything else at all?
Necking, smooching.
If he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what would you say she did to him?
Jilted him or rejected him.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of people would you have at a wedding?
Well, I've never been to but one. That was mine. But I hear them talk about it a lot. Well, you got the flower girl and the bridesmaid and the best man and the preacher. Mm-hmm. Flower girl in the room. Flower girl and... What do you call the girl that's a grown girl?
Bridesmaid or something like
bridesmaid,
that.
Bridesmaid, yeah.
If, would you ever hear of a noisy party after a wedding?
Yeah, that's a reception. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever hear one called a chivalry?
Yeah. Well, I never known one, but I've seen it on TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, she would take the boy off in the woods and throw him out somewhere, you know. Well, now, we used to do what they call serenade. Uh-huh. We'd go up to where the bride and groom, of course, didn't walk on no honeymoon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back in them days, especially in our standings. They just come up to the house, a bunch of gather up, you know, and beat pans and play music and just cut the food around the house. Mm-hmm. Call that a serenade.
Uh-huh. If there was some trouble at a bar, a party or something, the police or the sheriff might come and might say it and arrest one or two. They arrested the...
Troublemaker?
Uh-huh.